You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a matter of record that 2022 was a lousy year for stock indexes, but the first month of 2023 seems to have broken the fever. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index went up nearly 11% in January. The Dow was up about 3%, the S&P up about 6%. On this first day of February, let's consult Susan Schmidt. She's head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, about the boom in stock prices that we saw last month.
Good morning.
I know you like to be future-oriented, but can we just pause and reflect on January, the month we just completed? Stock market came roaring back.
We've seen a really good start to the year. I think investors have approached the year and the start of the year that glass is certainly half full rather than half empty. And they're looking more positively towards what might be in store for us in the economy this year.
Yeah, maybe the worst of the interest rate increases to fight inflation are over. At least that's their thesis. There was some data yesterday about wage inflation that fit into that narrative. This morning, the private sector calculation of number of people added to payrolls came in much lower than expected and also much lower than the month before. That fits into the inflation is easing mindset.
Absolutely. And we've seen that data trending to support that argument over the last couple of months. So investors are really taking that to heart and optimistic that this is going to be what the Fed needs to see to continue their lowering the pace of interest rate increases. The market still expects interest rates to increase. And in fact, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell is coming out today after their meeting talking about what their plans are. But the market thinks that the pace is decreasing and that maybe we're nearing the end of this.
And then the official reading on jobs is not till Friday. I think that's what a lot of people are waiting for.
They are, but today was the private payroll reading. Again, data was showing numbers that are indicating there's less of a strain on labor and the cost of labor. That's what investors are looking for. That's certainly one of the pressures that has been driving inflation. And so all of these factors, I think, are making investors more optimistic that perhaps that soft landing of the economy is possible and that we'll be all right as we go through the rest of this year.
Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Both the S&P and the NASDAQ are up 26% over 3 years from the beginning of February 2020, just before pandemic hit the U.S. And as Susan mentioned, we'll hear from the chair of the Federal Reserve in just over 4 hours about the decision on interest rates. Market players are betting it'll be just a wee increase, 0.25 percentage point amid signs the inflation's calming down. The betting could be wrong, and a larger increase is not impossible. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.